True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. What are we doing today, Hack?
We've got Maddie today, and she,
what are you doing?
What?
Is this...
What, man?
What are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Are you good?
Oh, no.
Oh, this is marijuana related? When he says, are you good?
Yeah, are you good?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Is Maddie good?
Maddie?
Yai.
I'm sorry for all of that.
Yai. Oh, sorry. Oh. I'm delayed.
Dude.
Sorry.
Knock it off. What? It is. Does your problem have to do with pot?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, what's going on?
So my boyfriend and I moved to Colorado a couple of years ago, and he started smoking weed when we moved here, and I kind of, like, brushed it off, didn't think it was a big deal, thought he was just kind of like, oh, this is so new, but I figured the novelty would wear off, but I was wrong. So...
What do you mean you were wrong? You thought he'd just do it for a little while and then quit altogether, or...?
And had he done it before you moved here, like, at all?
I think he had tried it before, but, like, he's smoking every night.
Got it.
Okay. Does he smoke a lot every night, or does he smoke a little every night?
It varies. It's always at least a little bit. And I've tried to talk to him about it, but he's like, oh, you drink a glass of wine every night, so what's the big deal? But
do you drink a glass of wine every night?
Pretty much every night, yeah. But, like...
Which is pretty average.
Different.
How... I don't want to take his side, because just know this. I don't know if you know this about me, Maddie. I don't do the pot.
Me either.
But what do you think is different between your wine and his pot?
I mean, marijuana is still illegal in a bunch of states, not to mention federal law.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm just worried about our future. You know, I want to take our relationship to the next level and get married and think about starting a family, but if he's toking every night, like, seems like a problem to me.
Does this feel like, a bit like juvenile to you? Is that what I'm gathering?
Definitely that's part of it, yeah.
Okay.
Smoking pot is immature? I swear I'm not taking
a side. That's what I'm gathering from her saying, like, I want to think about getting married and I want to think about having kids, and it's like, does she want to marry and have kids with someone who, like, every night is like, and then I light up my... I don't really know how people intake pot anymore.
Okay.
Joint, maybe.
But okay. I don't know exactly where to land on this, but I guess if he were drinking Coors Light every night, that'd be better, because it sounds like I don't want to be weird about it, but it's like you drink wine, which has a sophistication about it. But it's like, and so pot's just not cool. But then what if he went down to like,
saying.
But what if he went down to Coors Light? What if he was like, oh, what if he beer bonged it? Like, do you know what I'm...
If my man is beer bonging every night, I'm going,
which is
what
worse,
are we doing?
Beer bonging or smoking pot?
Both to me.
You're going to say they're the same thing.
Not the same, but like, I'm not a pot girl, so I don't feel like I... Ask Maddie, not me.
I mean, I'll ask Aaron and Tiak. Which is worse?
The beer bong's way worse.
Way worse.
Thank you.
Way worse.
Sorry, I just am not a pot girl. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
That one does feel way more immature.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't think pot is... I'm not trying to gang up on you, Maddie, but I don't know that... Is weed immature? Or is it...
Well, it's not just that. Like, and yes, I would be upset also if he was beer bonging every night.
Yeah.
But, it could be like a gateway to other drugs, and it just makes him like really complacent. I feel like he's just going to be a couch potato forever, you know?
Let me just get the phone number in. 303-222-5423. A call or text. The gateway argument has always... Again, I don't smoke pot.
Right.
So I don't have a dog in this hunt, but I don't want my friends who smoke pot to have it taken away from them, because they're so much better when they smoke pot than when they drink. And I just want to say, in my worldly experience, I know more people who do cocaine because of alcohol. I don't know anybody who does cocaine because of pot. I don't think pot has ever been like, ooh, now that I'm high, let's try something. It's
right.
Yeah, now that I'm chilling here on the couch, let's hit the club.
It's like, right.
You know,
right.
Like a different
thing. It's the opposite of a gateway drug.
Yeah, and that's what, Maddie, I'm waiting for you to say the other shoe is dry. Like, I'm waiting for you to say he smokes before work and now I'm worried, or he's...
Yeah, does he wake and bake?
Occasionally on the weekend, but not like before work.
It's like you having mimosas on a Sunday.
She is, and totally, that's exactly right. But she is saying he's complacent. Like, I would be bummed out if I was still just dating my fiance and he was smoking every night, never thinking about the future. Like, I think that we're missing part of the piece here.
Can I have a little umbrage with the word that both you and Maddie are using? Complacent and content can be just a matter of perspective. Maybe he doesn't see himself as complacent. He's like, I'm content with my life. This is great.
And maybe
I love my girlfriend. I love Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I love life.
I work hard. I come home at the end of the day.
She's having a glass of red. I'm taking a couple hits. Like, again, I don't smoke.
I know, but maybe then the problem is Maddie and him aren't on the same page.
Yeah.
Because if he's content and complacent and she's like,
she wants the next thing.
Yeah. She's like, let's start thinking about the next thing. And it's,
yeah.
So do you think, are you asking if this is a red flag, or what are you asking? Are you asking how to break the curse of moving to Colorado and smoking weed?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm looking for advice to like how to get him to kind of move forward.
Heroin. I don't.
I mean, what if he switched and he was drinking the wine every night? I know we kind of brought that up, but it's like,
would that be better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love it if he just had a glass of wine with me instead.
I also feel like maybe the answer is like, we both stop doing something every night. You may not be quite there. I wasn't there a few years ago.
Let's both not have fun.
It's not about fun, though. And I think that's kind of... but sometimes that feels like a problem. You can't have fun with your partner without substances.
Right.
Yes,
thank you.
Mom.
No, but I mean, it does help. It takes the edge off. Why do any of us do any of these things? Do you? I'm sorry. I've seen you put down a couple bottles of Kim Crawford. So.
Bottles is intense. Well, that was one time.
I mean, why did you get after it?
Every day since.
But like.
Yeah, I don't drink anymore every day.
Anymore every day.
I don't drink anymore.
You good, man?
No.
Maddie, I get it. It's just that pot has a stigma. And I think we're going to get advice for you, but I hope you listen to fellow Coloradans that will say, you've got this small town stigma on it. Like, you're thinking of it like reefer madness. Like, oh, pot's the gateway.
Right.
And like, pot's bad. And like, maybe if you're open-minded to what people have to say, and then other people can call in and go, what do you do? Is he frat boy in it? Or is he
at least
just using
not a
it
beer
to help
bomb.
Chill?
Yeah. I see that. Or is it more about like we want to move on in our relationship, and you're still kind of
and you can't
younger.
Move on with him.
I don't know. That's what I'd love to hear people who call in and say. I think you can.
Hang on, Maddie. Don't move. I mean,
because I agree, the wine is worse. I think it's worse for your body. It's worse, like, for as far as addiction goes. As far as, like,
yes.
I think that's worse. That doesn't mean it's the worst thing. I think it might still be fine to do.
So he's doing weed. She's doing wine. She thinks what he's doing is bad.
Yes.
Who's right?
Hello?
Who's wrong? 303-222-5423.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
It's not your problem, it's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
Is there any way we can do this with you talking normal, TX?
Huh?
we were talking to Maddie. She had to get off the phone, but like, she's got a...
Yeah, I think I can.
Okay, all right. Huh? She's got a guy, they moved to Colorado, and he got into the pot.
Right.
And won't get out of the pot.
You know what I
He's
don't...
still in the bathroom?
Oh, I don't know if she's really addressed this with him. It feels like she's almost questioning herself.
Yeah, I agree. I don't...
Oh, cool it.
My God. Huh?
I just... Okay. You good?
It's kind of cloudy in here.
Okay, but we're getting into the argument. And I know there's a ton of texts and a ton of calls, but it's like, I know there's federal laws against pot, but like, isn't it silly that something that grows in the ground is illegal, but like something you have to grow in the ground, then process 15 different ways and then bottle and enhance and whatever. And that's the legal one. Like, she drinks wine every night and she's mad that he tokes. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, because she never really said, I think we should both stop. She was just kind of like...
Erica suggested it.
I think...
I did suggest it. There's still a text that says I'm tripping, but that's okay.
You're tripping?
It says this lady tripping and then Erica tripping too.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try to get her some real advice that's non-trippy. Allison?
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, I don't drink. I only smoke. I'm 33. I have a degree. I go to work every day. I walk. I exercise. I am not a couch potato. I actually think drinking is way worse. You can't drive when you're drinking. I mean, you shouldn't be driving when you're smoking, but drinking is way worse than smoking pot.
It feels like from a toxicity point,
probably.
It feels like alcohol is a bit of a poison. I'm starting to come to grips with that a little bit.
Right, and I've also just accepted to roll straight through.
Oh, yeah, sometimes you just poison yourself a tiny little bit every day.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not every day anymore.
Or any less.
Right.
So then you think she's worse than he is?
Yeah, I do. I think I'm not saying she's, maybe they're not good for each other. Like, you do outgrow people, and sometimes, like, maybe she'll find somebody that wants to have a glass of wine with her, and he'll find somebody who wants to go smoke a blunt with him. Like, it's not the end of the world.
It seems like such a silly reason to be done.
Are you propositioning yourself for him?
It seems like she
Listen how chill she sounds.
No, married. I'm kidding. Happily married.
Okay.
Oh, happily married. You you also sound very, you know, put together. And
yeah, she's got a real job, real degrees.
And
real.
She shows up.
Yeah.
It's more than any of us.
There is such a stereotype about pot that is so not real.
It's
just, you can play into it, but you don't have to.
Right.
Play into it. Who would do that?
Thank you, Allison.
Hello.
I'm seriously going to remove him from the room. Can you and Aaron do it from here? Yeah. I will forcibly take him out of this room. Amy?
Yai.
Yai.
What do you think?
Okay, so, yeah. So, I think what's missing from this conversation is this is not about the short game. This is the long game. So, you know, you, it's about you start having kids with this person, and what are they going to do? Like, smoke in front of the kids as they get older? You know, it's like one of those things.
Are you saying, are you saying mommies don't drink their Chardonnay while the kids are taking a nap? Or even while the kids are playing?
For sure. But drinking is a social thing. Like, when we have people over for the Broncos game, people are drinking and making mixed drinks. My husband, if he wants to smoke, he goes with his buddies, and they do it there. Like, they don't smoke their, you know, their vape in front of all the people that are at our party.
But they could.
It's kind of weird.
What's the difference?
Well, they could, but people would be so mad at them. I'd be like, get your smoke.
Everyone's just got to get over it.
But I don't want...
No,
I don't want smoke in my home because we're
vape
just not
smoke. Smoke.
No, they do have some. Yeah, I understand.
It doesn't matter.
It's
if
not a big
vape,
deal, but I understand.
But I wouldn't want
smoke.
I wouldn't want a bunch of men crushing beers in my house either. Like that sounds. Both of it sounds like not ideal
fun.
For kids.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
if you've ever been to a Broncos game, that's what's happening. But I don't know. I just think it's like it's social to drink. It's not real social to just whip out your big old doobie and smoke it in front of all your friends.
You just have different friends than the people in this room. I don't have friends who smoke in front of me. I don't. But
I think Amy and I are similar people.
Because you've got the stigma.
For sure. I think it's a thing. And I know I have it. And I've always had like a weird thing. Like I've literally never smoked pot in my life.
Neither have
which
I.
Is crazy.
Neither have I.
Ever?
Never.
And I think that the problem is with all these calls, we're going, maybe Maddie and her boyfriend just are on different pages. Mm.
Or you can just go, you like this, I like that, but we both like the other thing we do over there. Like, just the way you get sideways being the reason you break up feels so foreign to me. I don't even know what to do. It's like, I could date somebody who doesn't like sushi. Like,
yeah.
I love sushi.
You could?
I absolutely could. It would be weird for me to
but
go
that's
without
the thing.
Them.
You're willing to put up with that is... Is she actually trying to find something to give her a reason to break up?
You guys do that, don't you?
You guys do that too.
No, we don't.
Boys just go, oh, shoot, yeah. I don't like you anymore one day. And you're like, okay.
Kaylee?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think one way to look at this and kind of approach it is when you get high or you take a hit, you get high right away. Whereas if you just have one glass of wine, you aren't drunk. So if it's something where
is that
it's
true,
sort of, but that like who cares? It just means they're on a better delivery. I want to reiterate for the 900th time: don't smoke pot. Never have, but I'm probably one of the bigger advocates in this room because you're mad that they have a better delivery method and they get high faster.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Or what about a shot? I mean, like there's no.
It still doesn't hit.
But there's no reason to drink hard liquor. Like we know what you're doing. Sure. There's no.
I drink hard liquor because I like the flavor of it.
But
I genuinely like really great bourbon. I love great bourbon.
I love Vegas bombs.
I didn't say that, but okay.
You know, I'm really surprised by the calls.
Because?
I would have thought more people would be calling in. And I will say the texts are maybe leaning more Maddie's crazy, but I'm surprised that there's not more people on his side.
Because it's too hard to dial.
Theo.
The
Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.